This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has backed her ambassador to the United States after President Trump cut off contact with him following the leak of diplomatic cables, branding the United States administration as inept. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
May had stood by Kim Derrick amid the controversy over the release of diplomatic cables that mentioned the Trump administration. The ambassador's forthright views have created awkwardness between the two countries, who often celebrate having a special relationship. As if to underscore the snub, Derrick found himself uninvited to a White House dinner held in honor of the Emir of Qatar on Monday. While British officials hunt for the culprit behind the leak, senior Conservative Party figure and former Foreign Secretary William Hague says the government was right to back Derrick. Charles Deledesma, London.
UN human rights experts have provided an update on the tense situation in Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights Andrew Gilmore says he is encouraged by the agreement reached Friday between Sudan's Forces for Freedom and Change and the Transitional Military Council. After months of violent protests, which finally succeeded in toppling longtime President Omar al-Bashir on April 11th.
Following the removal of President al-Bashir from office, the High Commissioner underscored that the crisis in Sudan has its roots in human rights grievances, unfulfilled economic, social, civil, and political rights, and that, therefore, the solution must also be grounded in human rights.
Unfortunately, Gilmore notes, the removal of Bashir did not end violence or abuse in the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gilmore did note that more than 100 peaceful protesters were killed by security forces on June 6th. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled President Donald Trump cannot block critics on his Twitter account. It said blocking them violates the constitutional right to free speech. The second U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled in a 3-0 decision on Tuesday. The First Amendment prohibits Trump from blocking critics on a public platform, and that includes his Twitter account. On behalf of the three-judge panel, Circuit Judge Barrington Parker wrote, the First Amendment does not permit a public official who utilizes a social media account for all manner of official purposes to exclude persons from an otherwise open online dialogue because they express views with which the official disagrees. A spokeswoman for the Justice Department said the department is disappointed with the ruling and is exploring possible next steps. President Trump said Tuesday he'll be looking very carefully at how his labor secretary, Alexander Acosta, agreed to a light sentence in a child sex trafficking case against billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta agreed to the sentence more than a decade ago when he was a federal prosecutor in Florida. Trump defended him, saying many people were involved with the Epstein case. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said during a Tuesday news conference that legislation that would have allowed extradition to mainland China is no longer active. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The bill is dead.
The extradition bill that's thrown Hong Kong into a violent crisis is dead. That's also admitted the government's handling of it had been a total failure.
So my sincere plea is please give us off the current impasse.
Lam already announced the suspension of the bill in June, and that failed to appease its critics. They have a list of demands, including its total withdrawal and her resignation.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting from Hong Kong. The bill in question sparked massive demonstrations from the moment it was introduced in April, with opponents alarmed about extraditing criminal suspects to China, which has a substantially different legal system than Hong Kong. Russian lawmakers have voted unanimously between the neighbors. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, recommended that Moscow levy sanctions over what it called Georgia's unfriendly actions. The lawmakers want a ban on certain Georgian imports and to stop Russian money from flowing into Georgia. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.